Spanish Fly. That's a million years old and I still love it. Wow, was he the god? Or was he the god? It's February 4th. My name is Kramer. My favorite person is your mom. And this is Sunday Stripped. It's a specialty show that runs on stations all over the country. And for some reason, we kick ass on SoundCloud in the podcast form of the show. We have more people that listen to the show in the UK on SoundCloud than we do in America on the radio. Kind of sad. Find it at sundaystrip.com or, like I said, on SoundCloud. It's acoustic rock, the biggest and best of rock doing their stuff acoustically. And we peel back the layers and find out more about the songs and the stories from the artists. On the show today, a double shot from one of the absolute most underrated bands of all time, even though they've won 22 Grammys, yet one of the biggest bands of all time. The lead singer is going to talk about how having found the band actually saved his life. Can you guess who it is? Sully from Godsmack said fairly recently that after this album and after this tour, they're hanging her up. They're done. So someone asked David Draymond from Disturbed what he felt about that, and we'll hear from him if he plans on throwing in the towel anytime soon. And we're going to play a song from, in my opinion, the band with the most badass female lead singer in the history of rock. It's up for debate, but I think some of you will agree. It's ancient, by the way, but you're going to love it. All right, let's do this. Let's crank it up with the Foo Fighters.
The greatest rock and metal songs of all time. Unplugged. This is Sunday Strip. only show of its kind. Anywhere. Sunday Stripped with Kramer. Kramer.
Thank you. we're gone? Oh, where do we go now? Where do we go?
Thank you.
Sunday stripped acoustic rock that rocks. Slash and Miles Kennedy. I've been getting a lot of emails lately about Slash and Miles Kennedy because I've played, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've played Slash and Miles on the past two shows. This makes three consecutively. So boom. I love those dudes together. And did I just say, and boom? Can we redo that one? Up to a band that doesn't get enough accolades and credit in not only mainstream media, but even in the rock community. Their humanitarianism is beyond any rock band in the world. Absolutely, hands down. They're in the top 20 top-selling bands in the world. They've sold 170 million albums. They have 22 Grammys. They are worth almost $2 billion. I am talking about the band U2. Love them. And I love this story. Here is Bono on Ellen DeGeneres.
What drives you crazy about each other?
Early on, definitely, your lunch was not safe. Bono never had lunch, so he would borrow from other people's. So
I was a little bit of a stray dog as a kid. There was no, you know, my mother died when I was a kid, so I had sort of, I was a sort of, what do you call it, a latchkey? Is that what they call it in America?
Yeah.
Anyway, just a scavenger. And, it's no joke for me to say that nothing drives me crazy about them in any real sense, because genuinely, they kind of saved my life. I mean, I really felt, as a teenager, I had no reason to exist until I found them. And they also supplied food and refreshments.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. If this is interesting, but my missus, Ali, I dated her the same week I joined U2, and that was a great week.
So you met your future wife and your band that you would continue for 40 years.
I dated her. I'd met her before, but we started dating the same week that U2 was formed.
What an amazing...
So I just got two good decisions right. Everything else I screwed up.
Yeah, no.
The greatest rock and metal songs of all time. Unplugged. This is Sunday Strip.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. President. What up, President? Oh, yes, sir!
with a shotgun. Pretty soon, yo, everybody got one. And a fever when I'm inside her.
Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
Carry each other, carry each other.
rises to the leopards in your hair. Did I ask too much? More than a lot. You gave me nothing else. All I've got, yeah. We're one, not the same.
That means something.
You're probably all sick of it by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm gonna do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Under.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Strip.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. It's show number 43. On this show, I do explore some music from both classic rock, modern rock, and alt rock. And I try to keep it in the middle of the road with rock and metal, but sometimes we kind of get a little blurry. And I think what's cool about it is the acoustic versions of songs changes the vibe of music. So, to me, as a radio host, it's really cool to be able to play. I mean, my God, if you look at the last segment, we did U2, we did the Foo Fighters, Slash and Miles Kennedy, a Van Halen, and a new record from Daughtry. So, I'm not the biggest Blink 182 fan, but I've been finding some of their acoustic music, and it's kind of changed my mind about those dudes. So, let's start up segment number two with Blink.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Strip.
There's an echo pulling out the meaning, rescuing a nightmare from a dream. The voices in my head are always screaming that none of this means anything to me. And it's a long way back from 17. The whispers turn into a scream, and
I'm not coming home. Save your breath, I'm nearly bored to death and fading fast. Life is too short to last long. Back on earth, I'm broken, lost and cold and fading fast. Life is too short to last long.
There's a stranger staring at the ceiling, rescuing a tiger from a tree. The pictures in Mark's head are always dreaming. Each of them means everything to me. Back from 17, the whispers turn into a scream, and
I'm not coming home. Save your breath, I'm nearly bored to death and fading fast. Life is too short to last long. Back on earth, I'm broken, lost and cold and fading fast. Life is too short to last long.
Oh, 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 oh.
I think I met her at the minute that the rhythm was set down. I said I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a letdown, but all my friends are daring me to come over. So I come over and over and over. Let me buy you a drink and we'll pretend that you think that I'm the man of your dreams. Come to life in a dive bar. We'll go over and over and over. We'll go over and over and over. We'll go over and over and over. We'll go over and over and over.
Save your breath, I'm nearly bored to death and fading fast.
Life is too short to last long. Back on earth, I'm broken, lost and cold and fading fast. Life is too short to last long.
Some of you were probably conceived to this next song in the back seat of a Corolla. Ew. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
We'll be right back.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. What's up? My name is Kramer. For past shows, hit the site at sundaystripped.com. I guess about a year ago, it may have even been longer, Sully from Godsmack said the band is shutting her down. They're gonna shut her down! And they're really, you know, according to him, they're really done. Now, how many people, how many bands have said, hey, we're gonna Motley Crue? I mean, we're done. We're going on the big tour. See you later. So I don't know if this will stick or not. I doubt it. But what an insane career they've actually had. Here's David Draymond. He got asked, David Draymond from Disturbed, he got asked what he thinks about what Sully said and if he feels that way.
You know, I totally know where Sully is coming from. You put a lot into every single song. You put your heart, your soul, you invest your mind, you lay your thoughts and your inhibitions, you know, go away. You lay your thoughts bare. It's tough. After a while, it's like you don't really need to go through all of the preparation and all of the work and all of the sacrifice that goes along with crafting these songs. But for me personally, I mean, and especially considering the experience that we just had making the Divisive record, we had so much fun with it. The magic of that moment of creation, you know, like my guitar player Danny that he's described numerous times, that happens literally every single time we're together, where we come up with stuff right in front of each other, improvisationally, that, you know, automatically resonates. You know, and it's not that you come up with it automatically. You find it, and that moment of finding it, of knowing that you have something, of knowing that you've got a chorus hook or you've got a riff that, you know, is just undeniable. Yeah, those are incredible, magical moments. I personally don't want to give those up.
If you're loving the show, want to make a request, or want to talk about the music, hit us up on Facebook at Sunday Stripped.
People, fire up your lighters, your cell phones, whatever you got. Set this night on fire. Sensation washes over me. I can't describe it. May not have felt so long ago. I don't remember. There are holes so I can see. My demonstration, feelings from so long ago, I don't remember. Oh, let on to let me.
acoustic. Raw. Rock.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Acoustic rock that rocks. The other day I was in the car flipping around and I heard a song and I was like, damn, that was amazing. And I thought about how old it must have been and I didn't know. So I went home and I looked it up on Wikipedia and Wikipedia said the song was released in 1977. And I was like, oh my God, it's so ancient, but it's such a badass song. With a badass female lead singer. Ladies and gentlemen, Heart.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Strip.
Sunday Stripped, Acoustic Rock That Rocks, show 43 in the books. Find all 42 shows in the can. And do people still say that? That's like from 19... Hell, that's from like the 60s. Find all the shows at sundaystripped.com, or you can be like our beautiful listeners in the UK and find us on SoundCloud. I'd venture to say more people, like I said earlier, listen in the UK on our SoundCloud than actually listen to us on all the combined radio stations we're on in America. Is that not just the kookiest thing you've ever heard? I mean, for reals, girl. All right, I gotta go. I love you all. Have an awesome week. Be safe. And I will see your smiling faces next week, my dudes.
It's Sunday. Even Jesus loves this music.
You're tying Jesus. Your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band.
Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Tired.